We have been talking about resilience this term, and today I've been focusing in on a couple of skills that really help with resilience and building personal resilience, and that is the skill of decision making and creative problem solving is what we're going to focus on in this last hour. And it goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand with decision making, because sometimes when you make a decision and you start to employ your plan to overcome a problem or change or whatever it is that you're working on, we actually meet with opportunities to learn and adapt as we go, because sometimes what we employed doesn't work and so we need to change. And sometimes it doesn't matter what the challenge is, we can try it with these conventional approaches and sometimes we just can't crack it, we just can't get through to the other side. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, and that's very frustrating, am I right? Well, it's where creative problem solving comes to the rescue. And in my line of work, I'm very fortunate to work with a lot of artistic types, so musicians and artists and the like. So the creative process is something that I'm very familiar with and have watched people employ to great effect for all kinds of things. It's not just fulfilling perhaps a piece of work on a canvas. That is like a challenge for an artist to do, to take what they imagine in their mind, in their mind's eye, and project that out onto a canvas for the world to see. Or a musician creating a lyric or a song or a melody that we can listen to. So these are all examples of artistic endeavors, but it's not just about artistry. It's about embracing the unexpected and starting to think beyond boundaries. It's summoning that inner inventor when obstacles come up, and it can apply across all sorts of things in life. So as I mentioned earlier, like when you're cooking a dish and you realize you're out of an ingredient, that's where you might be called upon to actually improvise and adapt and create a new masterpiece out of what you do have in the cupboard. And that's a culinary creativity. So you might be that kind of creator. But it doesn't just end there. I also work with lots of business owners, and they're in a similar way. They're trying to come out with their products and their services and launch them to the market. And the way that they do that is through marketing. And as marketing professionals, it's really important to get visibility and cut through that world of marketing and all the constant messaging that people receive these days. They've got to come up with campaigns that really break through and create something quite extraordinary that really resonates with their target market. So they need to embrace their imaginative side as well in business. Our entrepreneurial friends are the ones of you out there that might be running your own business. You do have to breathe new life into your work sometimes and become that kind of resilient innovator to help you break through to your market. So marketing and, sorry, artistry and all these creative things involve a type of creative problem solving. There's a fantastic book, which is a very old book. It's actually called The Art of Creativity. I think it was written about 100 years ago. Really love the way that it breaks down the creative process. I think there's a lot to be learned from intentionally going through these processes. We can organically go through them, and then we can stumble upon an answer sometimes and not know how we got there. But if we go through it with intention and we go through it very purposefully and we follow a process, it can actually be really wonderful, because then we're learning a process that we can use and employ across all different kinds of problems, all different kinds of decisions that we need to make, all different kinds of choices that we need to make. We can take that step back, follow this process, and rather than see the roadblocks and see the obstacles, we can start to visualize a puzzle waiting to be solved. So this is where creative problem solving is so helpful in finding those unique angles and connecting these seemingly unrelated dots and creating solutions that sometimes do go on to disrupt the status quo as well, which is something I really like, that idea of being disruptive and shaking up, doing things just for the sake of it. We're doing it for the benefit and for the outcome that is more beneficial for us. So yeah, creative problem solving is a bridge that connects us to between the land of problems to the realm of progress, which is wonderful, wonderful. So as we continue our exploration of effective problem solving and decision making today, remember that creativity is your ally and resilience is a really important skill to cultivate for you personally, and it helps to help you overcome challenges, which is obviously what resilience is all about. It's not about avoiding challenge. It's about facing it and confronting it and tackling it head on. So after this next song, I'm going to go into actually just something that you can put into place immediately as a call to action, something that you can start doing to put some of these principles and some of these skills to work for you and learn how to do a problem-solving and creative problem-solving process in a very logical, very aware, very intentional kind of way and reap the benefits of learning from that. So I'm going to get stuck into that after a few songs, but I thought I'd play this one. This one's by the Hoosiers and it's an acoustic version of an old song of theirs, which is called Choices, because when we do come up against challenges, when we do come up against decisions and choices, I think this song really speaks to that sort of idea. So enjoy this one. We've been talking about resilience this term, and today we've been talking about how you can improve your sense of resilience through the way that you make decisions and creatively address problems in your life. And just before that last song, I wanted to start to go into this idea of creative problem solving and talked about it as a bit of a process. And I thought I'd share just a few tips or a call to action that you might like to employ today to start to capture some of these processes for yourself. And this becomes a really, really wonderful tool. We've explored, obviously, this realm of decision making over the last couple of hours. And now it's time to put some of these theories into practice. So it's time to introduce you to the problem solving journal. Now, I've talked about journaling in other shows, and I do recommend it as a tool for reflection and to actually measure your progress and to document your journey. And it gives you the capacity then to look back on your trials and your errors and your tribulations and your successes and your joys. And it becomes a wonderful way to see and measure your progress towards self-actualizing, which is what this show is all about: transformation and change and growing yourself and growing through challenges and difficulties, which we all have. So journaling doesn't necessarily mean getting a book and writing out things. That might not be your cup of tea at all, and that's okay. There's so many ways that you can journal. You can paint a journal, so you can have it more of an art journal. You can also, if that kind of thing's not really your cup of tea, you can do things like what I do, create music lists. I create lists with all sorts of songs on there around particular, I organize songs around particular themes or particular emotions. And I find that's a really good way of documenting how I'm feeling at any given moment. And I remember I used to burn CDs of my own and back in the day to have in my car. And I've got these little CDs that my kids and I really we love to listen to them from time to time, and it's got like right now music and it'll have a date on it, and it's just literally like 10 songs that I was listening to at that moment in time on that particular date, and they're all by date order. So I really get this snapshot of how I was thinking and what I was feeling and what I was going through at the time represented through music. So maybe that's something a little bit more creative you might like to employ. And for those of you that are not that way, maybe you're more on the entrepreneurial side or the more accounting side or the more facts and figures side, you can keep definitely spreadsheets and all sorts of things on goals and track your progress as well, which I do a little bit of as well. I do keep a big document that basically I wrote down one day everything that I'd been putting off. I just wrote it out like a big list, and that enabled me to kind of piece it together and group different things I were putting off under the same banner of the same project, and then I've been able to tackle it in a much more systematic kind of way. So when I say journal, don't think about the confines of just some sort of pen and paper, although you can use that. You can think outside the box and go with what suits you and look at these some of these other creative strategies for just basically documenting your thoughts and your feelings and your behaviors and what you're actually going through on a day-to-day kind of basis, so that you can measure and see your progress. So how does this kind of tool work? So any kind of journal, it doesn't matter what sort it is, this one is particularly a problem-solving one. And I do like this goes also into a type of therapy that I really like, which is called problem solution therapy. I think it's a really practical based therapy. It really helps you immediately to start improving your feeling of confidence, your feeling of certainty, your feeling of power over the things that you can control, particularly if there are decisions or problems that you've got that are outside of your control. This is a really good way and a really good approach to start to bring towards you the things that you can solve. And I think that is very, very empowering and very important. It's a really great tool for us to feel like we're making progress. So very simply, let's break down a problem-solving journal into three simple steps. So the first step is you just want to set aside some time. Now, some people like to do this in the evening. I think the evening is good. I particularly have some theories on this and I have studied this. So I think we're in line with human behavior and what actually helps us and helps to set ourselves up for success each day is that we set aside a few minutes each day or weekly. It's up to you how often you do this, but we want to treat this time as an investment in your resilience and decision-making skills, just in your problem-solving skills. And just as you exercise your body or you follow a healthy diet, this is now flexing your problem-solving muscles and your capacity and attention towards your problems. So we want to set that time and we want to take it seriously. And in that time, we want to just reflect on where we're up to. And it could be as simple as, what did you put off this week? What didn't you put off? What did you take action on? And just reflecting on that. So that's the first step. Set aside some time where we're actually going to reflect and do this quite intentionally. The second step is then we just want to document a recent challenge. So it could be a challenge or decision you've recently faced and come through. It could be big or small. It could be something like a conflict that you've experienced with somebody or at work, a personal dilemma that you've had. It could be a minor setback or a major one. It really doesn't matter too much. The important thing is that we write it down. We write down the detail of what happened and we capture that situation as if we're telling a story to ourselves. And when we take the time to document it, we're really marking down history. You know, this, like I said, it's a history of what you're going through. And then simply the third step is then we want to section out what we're going to do about it. So once we've documented the challenge, we want to use these sections within the journal and we can create different sections. We can have a brainstorming session. We can have a strategic session. We can have our implementation section. We can have the outcomes and we can have the reflection. So it's basically that sort of process that we've been talking about today. We want to brainstorm. We want to strategize. We want to implement. We want to have a look at the outcome and then we want to reflect on how well we're going. And this kind of structured approach helps to guide you through the problem-solving process in a very systematic way and in a way that's documented so you can see your progress, which is very, very good for your confidence. It's very good for your sense of certainty and your sense of clarity on what you're facing. So very, very empowering. So, yeah, three simple steps. Set aside some time, document a recent challenge, and then use those sections to guide you through the problem-solving process in quite a systematic way. So, if you're dealing with anything that's hitting a roadblock, you know, you're just finding yourself frustrated or disappointment, you can use this sort of episode today as a guide to challenge yourself, to take different approaches, and to come up with different ways to implement different tasks or strategies to overcome some of these blockages. And as you implement them, you jot them down in the outcomes. You know, jot down the experience that you had, jot down what the outcome was that you achieved by approaching it that way. And this kind of reflective process is where the magic happens, because it's where you actually do start to uncover patterns of your own behavior, patterns of your own habits, can identify what's working, which is really good, and learning from and then adapting because of what hasn't worked. And yeah, over time, this journal becomes a real treasure trove of problem-solving wisdom, which it's not only good for you, you can start to share it with other people too, because it becomes like a little personal library of insights and ways to guide through future challenges because of the wisdom of your past experience. So And the good thing about this is it's not just about documenting the problem, obviously. It's about nurturing this resilient type of mindset. And a resilient mindset is a mind that learns, adapts, and thrives through challenges, grows through them. So I invite you to take this action today and begin your own journey with a problem-solving journal of some sort and just set aside that time, pick a recent challenge and embark upon this type of self-discovery. As you follow this process along, every entry becomes a testament to your growth and your resilience and your unwavering commitment to mastering the art of problem-solving and getting to know yourself more deeply. So, yeah, I really like the idea that your journal can become not only a confidant, like some people like to write in there, like they can get things off their chest, but it also then in this way becomes something that can coach you and guide you through life's ups and downs. And we can all use that. So I've given you a lot to think about today, I know. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm going to play a couple more songs now and then we'll conclude for the day. It's 27 minutes past 12 at the moment. So time flies when you are having fun. So this is a song that I really like as well. This one's called My Wish and it's by Rascal Flatts. And I guess when I'm talking to you through the radio today, I really do have wishes for you. I really think about you a lot and I know that life can be challenging sometimes and I'm hoping that by educating you and giving you some of these structures and ideas that you can feel empowered to grow through whatever you're growing through right now. So enjoy this one. This one's called My Wish by Rascal Flatts. And that was Rachel Platten with Stand By You, another good song to wish you well on this Monday afternoon. There you have it, my resilient friends. We've journeyed through the landscape this morning of effective problem solving and decision making and uncovered some of the profound connections that shares with building resilience. And that's what we've been focusing on this term. And we've learned that these skills are more than just tools in our toolkit, if I can get my words out. They're the very essence of our ability to navigate challenges, to rise from setbacks and to thrive when we're feeling uncertain. So effective problem solving is the bridge that spans between obstacles and solutions and that process of taking those stepping stones to growth. So when decision making is well informed and thoughtful, it actually becomes a really good roadmap guiding us through then twists and turns of life. And I encourage each of you to take the wisdom shared in this episode and put it into action. So it's one thing to learn about all of these things, take a little small step today and perhaps get out a problem-solving journal of your own, a companion where you can capture your triumphs and your reflections and put your ingenious strategies to work. It's good to see how resourceful we can be, even in the face of challenges. It's quite amazing and it's a good thing to document, I think. So remember, resilience isn't a trait that you're born with. It's a skill you nurture. And that's why I've been talking and educating you on it and educating you about this as a skill set, because as well as this skill, it's kind of an attitude that you start to cultivate. It's sort of like, yeah, I can do this. I've got this. I've done it before. I can do it again. And that's another important factor of keeping some sort of journal or document so you can reflect and go, wow, I did manage that. I got through that. And it's quite cool. I had a really simple problem in my journal. I had a lot of emails in my inbox, and I designed this project called Inbox Zero, and I just wanted to get to zero in my inbox. And I've been whittling it away, and each sort of first got rid of all the junk mail, and then I had a whole lot of emails that I needed to action work around. And each one of them represented probably about 1 to 3 hours of work. And I had, a few months ago, I had 34 open actions that I had to implement, and now I'm down to 9. And if I had not recorded that in my little problem solving journal, I would not have had that kick inside of sort of going, wow, actually, I've made more progress than I thought, got more work done than I thought. So as we wrap up this episode, let's look forward to a chapter of our journey, and hopefully you've got some sort of record of your progress, and I'd love to hear it too. So feel free to reach out to me on social media My name is Kim Harris. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find me via my website, kimharris.co, or the consciousthinkingcompany.co website. You can subscribe there to my email list as well if you'd like to keep in touch. And I'm going to explore some other essential aspects of resilience in our future episodes. I've got another great interview lined up, a local fella by the name of Zach Jones. I think you'll really get a lot of inspiration from his story as well. So looking forward to that one. That one will be around the skill set of developing flexibility and adaptability. And yeah, he certainly has done that in his life in a very profound way. So looking forward to sharing his story. But thanks for joining me today on this episode of Resilient Living this term, what we're focusing in on, and keep the fire of resilience burning bright within you. Always remember, challenges are not roadblocks. They're just stepping stones to your success and growth. So I'm Kim Harris, your guide on a life of strength and growth and unwavering resilience. So forward to having you along next week. But before we part ways, let me extend my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who have tuned in today. Your presence on the show and your engagement with me in social has been wonderful, and your willingness to embrace change and growth makes this journey really special when I hear all of those stories of how you guys are going. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to definitely subscribe to my website through my website and catch up any episodes on the podcast here at yarravalleyfm.org.au. By doing so, you'll ensure that you don't miss any of these episodes and hear some of these stories and where we can share our insights and some actionable steps to help you cultivate that personal resilience. So let's stay connected beyond the airwaves and join together on this project, because togetherness is really important as well, and it's something I talk about a lot. So there you go. There you have it. I'm going to play a couple more songs leading us up to the hour. We've got this really interesting one. This is a Baz Luhrmann song. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He's an Australian film director. His shows often have a lot of music in them. I just recently watched his version of Elvis, which, you know, it was one of those interesting movies where I was watching it kind of, okay. And then the last, 5 minutes, oh my gosh, I just bawled my eyes out. It really hit me in the feels. So I'd be interested to know how it affected you, but a great movie by Baz Luhrmann there. But this is a particular song which I find quite interesting, but it's on the subject of what we're talking about, which is this subject of resilience. And this one's called Everybody's Free, and it's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. So enjoy this one by Baz Luhrmann. The mercury is creeping up slowly, which reminds me of a good song by Taxi Ride. But it is 11 degrees in Healesville and 12 minutes to one. I can't believe the time has gone so quickly. As we part, we're just preparing to part ways. We're coming up on the hour for the news again. Just before we do, remember my show is every Monday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. I'd love you to join me in further episodes of Resilient Living, which is what we're talking about this particular term. And if you haven't already, joined us on our community. We've got a Togetherness Effects page, which is a bit of a movement that we're creating throughout the valley of coming together and connecting in much more intentional ways, which is very important. It is the response to isolation. The Togetherness Effects are very, very, very good for us. So love to share some more experiences and resources and things like that through my website to keep your momentum going. So don't forget to connect there if that's something that would support you in your journey, where it's a place to connect with fellow listeners who, like you, are on a journey of transformation. And as we part ways for now, remember, you really do possess the tools to navigate challenges and make informed decisions and emerge from setbacks stronger than before. The journey of resilience is a marathon, not a sprint, and with each step you take, you're carving a path toward a more empowered, more resilient version of yourself. Remember what I've explained about confidence in the past. Confidence is a byproduct of action. So I leave you with this thought: challenges are the canvas upon which we paint the strokes of our resilience. So embrace them, learn from them, and emerge from them as a masterpiece of strength and growth. If you keep that document, that little journal of your own, that's a really wonderful step that you can take to a more empowered you. Until we meet again, take good care of yourself and of each other, and I will see you next Monday at 10 a.m. Bye for now.